Weeks went by. Francis's terrarium continued to do well, and the town was having a fantastic spring, just enough rain to get the flowers blooming and keep them bright. "Wow, Francis," said Paul, "the skink is really big." He had his nose pressed up against the glass. "Listen, Paul, my science class field trip is coming up," said Francis as she dropped some worms into the tank. "I'll be leaving on Thursday and back on Tuesday. Do you think you could take care of the tank? You just need to make sure it stays warm and doesn't dry out."
"No problem," said Paul as he dangled a wriggling worm in front of the skink.
Francis wasn't enjoying the science trip. In fact, no one in her class was having a good time. They were supposed to be collecting samples from the lake, but it was hot. The lake bank was dry. Rain was desperately needed. By noon, everyone was exhausted. They were hot and tired, and her team had not been very successful. Of course, those kids from the other team were catching loads of salamanders. They were happy, at least.
Frances walked over to check out the little lizards. She couldn't believe her eyes. They were skinks, just like the one Mr. Peters gave her.
"Guys, those are skinks," Frances told the others. "You don't usually find those here." Meanwhile, far away.
"Andrew, if I have to tell you one more time," said his father, "I will take this tank away from you. You must watch it and monitor how much water you put in. Look how dry the soil is. Your creatures are going to die if you're not careful."
"They're not robots. You must care for them and control their environment."
"Okay, Dad," said Andrew. "I get it."